Rejecka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria vandag op na 28, Johannesburg 27 en Tenin 29 grade. Ons begin met die groei busongeluk aan die Oosrand.
Can confirm now, 12 deceased, 9 males and 3 females. The scene is still ongoing. The bus is still in the position found. The search and rescue is not yet conducted to confirm the total number of fatalities and even the number of injuries.
Woordvoerder vir Ekurhuleni Nooddienste, William Clary, sê die R21 Noord is steeds gesluit, waar die bus vanochtend omgeslaan het by die afrit na die OR Tambo Internationale Lughawe. Nooddienste is op die toneel en het is steeds 'n aktiewe reddingsoperasie. Hy het bevestig die busbestuurder is beseer. Die bus was op pad van Katlehong na Kempton Park. In Johannesburg sal gesprekke vandag voortgaan tussen die bestuur van die stad, Metrobus en werkers wat gister begin staak het. Dit lei tot ontwrigtings op Metrobus routes reg oor Johannesburg. Daar word berig dat dit lede is van die munisipale werkersvakbond SAMU wat onwettig staak. Meer hieroor by jackaranda.fm.com. Klik op news. In die noorde van Tshwane is 'n reuse soektog onderweg vir die verdagtes wat 'n polisiebeampte gister doodgeskiet het. Gauteng polisie woordvoerder Mawela Masondo sê die 50-jarige sergeant was van diens af toe hy gistermiddag helder oordag in Mapopane aangeval is.
It is reported that sergeant who is attached to Gauteng Highway Patrol Unit was driving in a red polo when he was shot at by suspects who were driving in a sedan. The police officer lost control of his car and collided with a Toyota Venture. The paramedics responded to the scene and certified the member dead.
In Bloemfontein is 8 kinders steeds in die hospitaal na 'n uitbreking van verdagte voedselvergiftiging by 'n hoërskool in die Panamen gebied. Vrystaat Gesondheidsowerhede sê dit was tydens die naweekse studiekamp wat vir matriekleerlinge gehou is. Meer as 200 kinders is gister behandel vir krampe, koors en naarheid. Internasionale nuus sê 'n soektogs onderweg nadat 'n olietankskip en vragskip gistermiddag in die Noordsee langs die Britse kus gebots en 'n reuse brand uitgebreek het. 36 bemanningslede is gered en een bemanningslid word nog vermis. Die betrokke vaartuie is die Amerikaanse geregistreerde Stena Immaculate wat brandstof namens die Amerikaanse weermag vervoer het en die Solong onder die Portugese vlag wat 15 vraghouers met die chemiese stof natriumsianiet vervoer het. En terug by die huisnooddienste is opgereedheid met 'n geel vlak 2 waarskuwing wat uitgereik is vir erge donderstorms later vandag oor groot dele van Gauteng. Dit sluit ook dele van Tshwane in en daar sê die woordvoerder vir die nooddienste, Lindsay Mguni, dat hulle beroep doen op inwoners om op die hoede te wees.
The impact of severe thunderstorms may include heavy downpours which may lead to localized flooding, especially of susceptible low-lying areas, floodplains and susceptible roads.
Ex-Gerda de Souza, the top story at this hour. 12 people have been declared dead where a bus crashed on the R21 North this morning.
Thank you so much to our incredible news team, Gerda there, and the rest of the team. And you can find our news on News and Sport on jacarandafm.com. Good morning and a big thanks to Martin Bester and the team as we are coming to you live from ProPack. A big thanks to Jacaranda FM and everyone that's making this possible. ProPack Africa, a hub where buyers and sellers come together to do business. Now the registration queue this morning, I rushed past it. I had my team come and fetch me and then I realized that there are international and local and 500 exhibitors displaying thousands of products and technologies. So we really want you to come with us. We really want you to come and enjoy. I'm going to give you details during the show as to how you can be present, how you can be part, and also how you can come and say hi to The Work Zone on Jacaranda FM with myself, Ilana Afrika Bredenkamp. So today is day one, day three, unpacking women in packaging. Day four is a local is lacquer day, but we'll hear it from the organizers.